As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to kill.
With class.
Put your hands together for Jeff Gwynn. Come on.
From the Bay Area, put your hands together for Gabe the Lifeboat.
Very funny. This is Mark Mingy.
You're laughing about that. You go home
for a
middle-aged woman.
I will. I'll read
him a story. All right, this is getting vicious.
And we're back.
Back with Kill With Class with myself, Mark Mingy. And we got to my left, we got, like always,
Jeff Grant.
Jeff Grant, the angry black. And across from me, like always,
Gabe Nolasco.
Gabe Nolasco.
That's Kill right.
Kill With Class.
Yep, that's what we're calling it now, right?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's the name. That's what it is. Kill
that's
with
right.
Glass.
So this is getting vicious. I'm not the host or even part of this podcast. I'm Big John McCarthy right now. Watch these motherfuckers.
That's the love we got here, man. That's the love we got here. That's how you know we're real boys. You know what I mean? Because we can fucking bust balls
to
the fucking
way to angle, way to really cover up.
No,
the only thing stopping these two from fist fighting is the mic.
Like a real white man makes a brown man attack each other. See that?
Yes.
See? Divide and conquer.
Yeah, you fucking prick. See?
I told you, man.
Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, when it's turned this around, this is about me being racist again. Wow.
What I'm saying, though, it's always... Shut up.
I know.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. We rip each other because we love each other.
Wait, I wouldn't say love.
Yeah, well, make it sound fucking
more
fact.
It's more along the lines of I don't hate you guys.
We'll edit that out.
I don't mention
it. No, you won't.
Yeah,
you won't. No, you won't.
Yeah, he was really bugging off of that shit.
Remember
that. Telling you that?
I said, cut. You can't have it. Nah.
Edit it out, man. Edit it out. And I'm like, why you want me to edit it out? Because like, I don't talk like that on a daily, man. I don't want people knowing that I say cunt. And I'm like, nah, it's staying. No way, it's staying.
And now we decided to do a whole 3 minutes on a new podcast about it.
Exactly. Yep.
You say, it wasn't out of the bag before, it sure is now.
You can't own the title Mr. Insensitive and not say cunt.
That's true.
You gotta say it. Say it.
But I say it within context. I say it.
What is the right context?
Yeah, what's the right context? What the fuck?
I was really hoping that question was going to come in my... I really thought I could end it with that. With that comment. Be like, I could use it in the right context.
I was really hoping
that would be it and we'd move on.
That was your all.
But Jeff didn't let that happen.
Good question, I have no idea, dude.
Like, I have nothing. Like, ever since I said it, I'm like, I gotta have at least one answer. If I don't,
you don't.
There is no right context. It's just straight up being a dick. But, oh no, there is a, what is it? A few women I know have used it lately. They say it's See You Next Tuesday.
What about Thursday?
It's an acronym for cunt.
Cause
see
Tuesday.
You next Tuesday.
Oh, fuck that. They're trying to soften this shit up. No.
Yeah,
keep it as a fucking cunt. Keep it cunty. Keep it cunty. All right? Don't try to
oh
fucking...
Oh, my God.
No, fuck
we
that.
We got just whip it out and keep it... Yeah. Kill with... This is nothing but keep class it. Tonight.
No,
this is everything but class.
You know, everybody tries to soften up words and shit. No, don't take cunt right, away from us. You know what I mean?
Everybody's going to have to say that. I'm here to
don't fucking take that away from me. No.
I'm not taking anything away from you.
No, I'm saying for the people, man, leave the word as it is. Mm-hmm. If it's offensive, then we need it sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just fucking just soften up every fucking insult. Because if you do, then what am I going to fucking insult you with?
Nothing.
I'm going to have to be nice?
No, you're
going to
have to resort
you
to violence.
Oh.
I think I know.
Vice Chuckin. Like fucking, what's his name? The vice president. Anyways, you didn't want to.
Oh, Biden?
Yeah, Biden. Okay. He was like, buy a shotgun.
He was like, but don't buy a machine gun. They're an assault rifle. Buy a shotgun. I bought my wife one. Like, wow. See?
What is another word?
No. Okay, no. Fuck that. Let's go back to the softening it up. You got to rant a little bit.
Yeah, no.
Let me give you my point. I agree 100%. I do, but there's a certain extent of it. And there's just, like, you know, you leave the word as it is, but it still doesn't make the word something that should be heard on the regular.
You know, no, of course not. That's what I'm saying. Save the power, baby. Like, you know, that's what make it potent. Make it when you say it.
So you say save it to make it effective. If I say don't, you say don't say it to make it effective when you say it. And then I say don't say it because it's.
No, I'm saying save it to say it when you mean it. When you fucking mean it. Because okay. Girls have those words too for us, man. What's the word that hurts your fucking manhood?
Bitch.
Bitch? I call you a bitch all the time. What are you talking? I didn't know I was offending you.
And it hurts every time you say it.
Bitch from day one. What's yours?
Pussy.
Oh, they call you a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And you get offended.
No, if I... Are we talking about what I've been called or a word
that... No. A word that makes you... A word that's equal to the cunt for men. What's the word that's equally to cunt?
Oh, I don't know that there is one.
You don't think so?
No.
So, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of.
I don't know.
What gets to your under your skin if a woman calls you a name? What's name?
I don't know. Like, you know, names are just names. I mean, it is what it is. I've never really been bothered by name calling. I've been more bothered by the subject matter and, like, being condescending. More than, like, actual...
Coming from the most consistent person.
Exactly. So when they call you a bitch, so if your lady call you a bitch, you're going to react on it, and it's going to... You're going to have to win after that, right? Pretty much. That's what you're saying. Because if you call a girl a cunt, she's just going to get heated.
Yeah.
She's going to get... And she's, like, has to have last word. That's what I'm saying. Is bitch for you? I think for me would be, you're not a real man.
Or, yeah, just basically, yeah. That's how I anything take it, saying you're not a man.
Yeah, anything that has to do with someone insulting your manhood, that's what gets under your skin. You know, because the shit, you know, you go through, you grown up, you know what I mean? You're a man, you know, and if a bitch says, you ain't no real man.
Yeah, that gets that's gonna hit.
Yeah. All right, okay.
So you think that would be equally to cut?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if it came to, like, you know, effectiveness and how much it pissed you off. Yeah, I think so.
And being just having been recently circumcised, I'm just now starting to feel like a man. So.
You know what, fellas? I think I just told all the women how to offend us.
You gonna finally do some editing to this thing?
Yes, I am.
You're gonna need to.
Yes. Bitches don't need to know that shit.
Yeah. Fuck. You gotta be classy. Bitches love classy.
Bitches love class. That don't hurt my feelings.
Keep that shit real, you cunts.
You can call me not a real man anytime.
Did you call me the most condescending person you know?
What is it with you?
I have no idea.
I swear, man. Just the way you asked that was condescending as shit.
I swear,
was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
What is that? You don't hear you. I thought it was so funny, man. I thought you didn't catch that when I told you about your CD.
Oh, no.
I thought you didn't catch that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't say anything.
No.
I was like, oh, that's your last CD? You should use that as a coaster. And you didn't say anything. Nope. And I was like, I'm not going to repeat it.
No.
So I just let it go.
I got it, dude. Like you said, man.
Like 20 minutes later, he puts a drink on the fucking CD. He's like, you happy now, motherfucker? I'm like, oh, shit. See, that's how you heard me.
That's passive-aggressive shit.
Passive-aggressive shit.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was just being clever, to, you know, letting you know that I appreciated your jab at me. Hey. I could take a joke.
That's how I took it.
Yeah.
So what made you get a fucking lip ring?
Felt like...
That's your answer?
I didn't know anybody else that had the fucking lip pierce. So
lesbians. All right. I don't know if you lesbians have a fucking lip ring.
He's doing it because the lesbians think he won't do it. He's doing it to spite him.
That's your goal right there, son.
It is. Yeah. Is that the secret to bringing lesbians over to the...
I'd have no...
Yo, if you can't beat them, join him.
With the piercing, really?
Yeah, and then he did. He pierced his fucking lip.
I felt a little weird, though, when she said she was dating chicks for 5 years, because I'm like, what the fuck does that say about me?
So your lady was dating chicks for 5 years?
Oh,
shit.
Like, I'm the first man she's dated or been with or whatever in like 5-6 years. And
so to turn her on.
She probably got more pussy than you did your whole life.
Yeah. So to turn her on, do you fucking tuck it in and shit?
Like, I fuck me.
I fuck me. Do you put on a wig and shit?
Buffalo Bill from Tyler.
Do you put on lipstick and you scissor her?
Only on Tuesdays.
She's been off and I want for 5 years, so you're the first guy that she fucked with.
I tell you
either
what,
two
man.
Things.
That
either
is good.
Things.
I don't care.
Wait,
what
wait, wait. Either right. Two things. This guy got a good game, or he just luck working on his part, or he has women issues.
I think that's three things.
Yeah.
No, that's one. That's two in one.
No. What are we doing?
Or you're like a lesbian. That's what it was.
You're all white and gay and start doing
friends. That's my thought.
Yeah, you look like a lesbian.
I look like a black lesbian. Like, bam, I look like a fucking woman. And that's why she's attracted to me.
Yeah.
Well, she's willing to fuck this. I'll go with it.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man.
But that's one thing, though. I mean, he, you know, he pulled him back. He converted. Allegedly.
Wait, we're still talking about certain things?
Wait.
He pulled them back. what are we talking about? Or
we're talking about Bridget.
Oh, okay.
So why are you bringing that up? You didn't hear me mention your ball cancer scare.
Ooh. Hey, that was serious, man. That was fucking serious. All right. I thought I had ball cancer.
Yeah.
That's why everyone should check their fucking balls.
And I don't know if anybody heard that, but we said, testicle difficulties on the last podcast.
Yeah, on the last, okay. All right.
Like, yeah, we've been gone for a little bit. We had some technical difficulties. Jeff goes, testicle difficulties.
On two shots of bourbon, after a long run that we haven't recorded, it's because I was going through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's when they say testicle difficulties is because... That's what I thought I had, some testicle difficulties. So, I went to the doctor because I had a surgery for the hernia.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go get checked and shit because the hernia still fucking hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, he's feeling me around and shit. And he starts touching on my balls. It's weird because he's licking his lips at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Did he offer you a happy ending?
No. He just gave me a reach around. And then,
Did he call you the next day?
So that's what your copay gets you.
Exactly. Yeah, get on my insurance, bitch. Get on my insurance.
So that's what your.
So he starts feeling around. He goes, "Wait a minute, this feels abnormal." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then he's like, "Yeah, it's kind of swollen, and I feel like a little fucking BB down there." And I go,
"That's what he said, BB."
Yeah, he said BB. Exactly. Like all your fucking medical
training. Yeah.
BB. You couldn't say anything else. So, he's like, you know, this feels like cancer. Can you cough? And he starts asking me these questions like, what color is your semen? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Purple with sprinkles? What are you doing?
It's dark in the room.
I don't collect it. What kind of sicko are you? And he's like, you know, does it hurt when you go to the restroom? And he's just telling me all kinds of shit. He's like, yeah, okay, we need to get an ultrasound. So he's like, 80% that it might be fucking testicular fucking cancer. And I'm like, you motherfucker, really? You really? So I'm sitting in the fucking parking lot, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm going to be known as One Nut Jack and shit over here, man. I'm going to have one fucking ball, and then... I'm thinking, like, can they replace it? And if they can replace it, I hope it lights up. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be cool if it lit up. Like, my balls
would look... comic.
Yeah. Fucking my balls would lick up. Light
fucking
up.
Balls would look like a Christmas tree.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, wow.
That'd be fucking awesome. Why not? They should do that. I would bug it out.
Yeah,
okay, man. A week later, I have to go get the ultrasound. Got the ultrasound. Embarrassing as fuck. They bring me to this room, and then she goes, here, put this on. And I'm like, okay, she gives me this fucking robe, and I put it on, and while I'm taking my pants off, the fucking janitor opens the door, and he starts picking up, there's a bag full of aprons and shit, like the fucking, that people wear, and I got my fucking pants down, and this guy is picking up the dirty aprons and shit. And I'm like,
no privacy?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, man? So anyways.
How about a knock?
Yeah, exactly. Because he just opened the door. Anyways, I could go into another room. There's two fucking chicks. And I'm like, great. You know. And they fucking shave my balls. And then they fucking put some liquid shit. And they put this thing on your balls that kind of like takes pictures and shit like that.
Yeah, the gel for the... Yeah. I had to get ultrasound done before.
Yeah, it's weird. You can hear your fucking heartbeat, and then I'm just like laying there, and she's like, okay, yeah, exactly. It's like, it's like fucking running. And I'm trying to make conversation. I don't know why. Well, I don't know why
I'm trying to occupy your mind. I'm proud
of this. Because I'm in there for like a good 30, 40 minutes, and I'm like, and she's taking pictures of my sack and shit like that, you know what I mean? I'm trying to, so, how long you been doing this? And then this other girl walks in. She's like, yeah, you know, she's just learning. She's trying to figure out how we do this, blah, blah, blah. Is it okay if she sits here? I'm like, sure. So there's two girls on the fucking room. Listen, I never expected.
Were they attractive?
Yeah, they were okay. Yeah, they were okay looking nurses and shit. I expected having two girls in one room way different. Way fucking different than that day, because this was totally awkward.
Yeah, you never want to get the hot nurse when you're having ball problems. Yeah.
So,
did you ask him to come to a show with you?
I should have, man. They were like, no.
Don't have a ball?
They were like, no, we've seen enough.
So, we kind of get your sense of humor already.
We've seen enough. It didn't help that they fucking giggled when it was like...
The fact that you drew a smiley face on your penis, we're good.
Exactly. So, they hit me up a couple days later, and they said, you know, it's not what it is. You know, it's just stuff from the fucking... from the surgery. But I know what you motherfuckers want to hear. If you want to hear this... Yeah, yeah, the doctor said... It just backed up.
Backed up what?
Backed up nut. So, I come here today, I asked you guys as good friends, will you jerk me off? Will you fucking jerk me off?
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm joking. No, he didn't say that. But he just said, it's all like blood fluid from the fucking surgery. You know. But it's funnier to say that, yeah, I'm fucking backed up and my balls are full. Because everyone knows, yeah.
Maximum occupancy. You had standing room only. These guys were looking for a seat to the show.
They're getting crowded in there, dude.
Yeah, guys are like...
They're getting crowded.
They're like in the back of the crowd. Like,
they're all knocking on the door. Are you going to get out of here sometime?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We can hear you.
Should have tried to play that off on the girl. Like the doctor said, I got a release.
I got a release.
You gonna help me out?
I gotta fucking... I'm backed up, baby.
Just whip it out.
Whip it out, yeah. Yeah.
And then...
What are we doing this?
Yeah, we gonna do this?
You gonna do this? That's your line?
That's the line I used on
her. So when you guys get married, and the guy goes, do you take her to be your wife? And you're gonna be like, you gonna do this?
You know? Like, the bride and groom have written their vows. And be like, Jeff, he's like, we gonna do this? I would fucking die.
That would be the funniest thing ever.
That would be the most epic shit.
But this has got to be after she says her fucking vows. Right?
Is that she's got to go first.
You know, even though you're a dirtball, you're the greatest, blah, 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 blah.
And if we have kids, I'm going to have to lie and change the story how we met.
Yeah, don't they all?
All especially in this case. It's...
Like if your mom came to one of my shows.
Mm-hmm. In the fucking men's bathroom.
That's what I told my parents. Met him in a comedy show. That was...
That's it. Oh, man.
We've been technically, it was true.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Good shit.
Good shit, man.
Oh,
yeah, I always thought the dude was going to be that guy, fucking, you know, homeless or some shit, licking walls somewhere.
Wow.
No, but me and Jeff had our run, man. Me and Jeff had I don't know where you was around, but we had our fucking run out here. Whew. Dude, when I first moved out here, we would fucking wake up 1 o'clock in the morning, call this motherfucker, he'd be like, yo, we're at so and so. And I go, it's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. Nowhere else you can do that shit. You know what I mean? So we'll go to a fucking bar, fucking drink, party all fucking night, act a fool, and then can come home like around what, fucking 9, 10 in the morning?
Yeah.
Jesus.
We had our fucking run.
Then remember, fucking bar was it? When it was late night, ladies night, so the women drank free from like 9 to 11. So fucking Marie and Brittany, we'd send them to the bar.
Oh yeah, we had these chicks that we used to hang out with. And they used to fucking, get us, they drink for free. So whatever we asked for, we get it.
We just sent them to the bar.
Plastered, yo.
We didn't have no damn money.
Dude. It was great times, man. I wish she was around, man. That would have been great. That would have been fun.
I don't know where the hell I was. I think I was still in Reno. How long have you lived there?
4 years.
Four?
Yeah, it was 2008.
Yeah.
Came out here.
2009, pretty much. That shit would have been great, man. We had a good time, man. We should just hit these open bars. Open bars. What other fucking city do you know that has open bars? Open fucking bars.
All the time.
Yo, we were walking out with fucking 5, 6, 7 drinks in our own hands, right? We had a fucking system. Okay, you go to that bar. Because it was a...
The Hard Rock for that the year, the end of the year thing. So every bar in that casino was an open bar, even the restaurant. So everywhere you went, open bar, free drinks for the little celebration thing.
Now keep in mind, they had maybe like good 6 bars. 6 bars open. It was from what time?
From 6 to 9.
6 to 9.
So okay. We got there at 5:30.
Got there at 5:30. Ready to roll, baby. It was me, Jeff, my homeboy from Cali, Bregadon, and who else?
And Rick.
Rick. Weirdo fucking motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
So
not the Rick you're thinking of.
All these bars were open, so there was 4 of us. So we're like, yo, listen, you go to that bar. I'm going to go to this bar, and we're going to go to this bar and this bar. Everyone, so we won't have to hassle with the fucking crowd and shit, we all fucking ordered 5 drinks each. And that's what we did, dude. We fucking ordered 5 drinks each. But the problem was that...
We all ordered 5 of the exact same drink.
No.
Oh.
The problem was that we couldn't find each other anymore. We couldn't find each other anymore. So we... The drinks that I had, at least, I'm sure Jeff did the same. The drinks that I had, I was pounding them. I just kept drinking them. So when I found fucking Jeff, it was crazy, man, because we were all fucking ripped out of our brains, right? And it was snowing. It was fucking snowing. So
Vegas.
We were ripped out of our fucking brains. All of a sudden, we all just came together, right? We all just came together. Somehow, we just found each other. Ripped. Everyone, each and every fucking one of us was ripped.
So we left sober and met back up, fucked
yes,
up.
Yes, pretty yeah. much. Dude.
And then drove home drunk in the snow.
So, dude, it was a fucking Jesus. Mission. What time did we drive home, Jeff?
I barely remember
like
that.
Like 11. Night. That's how hardcore we was drinking. 11 at
11,
night.
You guys got fucking sloshed.
Yes.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Every fucking right. bar. Dude, I was fucking wasted. It was awesome. You should have been fucking over there in sucking pipe in Reno and shit.
What?
What was he doing in Reno? What are you doing in Reno? What's there to do in Reno?
I believe he was in college at the time.
In Reno?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's schools there.
Ever heard of me talk about the Wolfpack or UNR or anything like that?
Yeah, but I usually tone you out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And on that note, we're going to slowly fade out Gabe's mic. Actually, we're not, because he's going to fucking edit this thing. So he's going to slowly fade out.
No, I knew you went to college in Reno.
I know.
But I thought you moved there for some, like, before college.
No, I moved up there for college.
Oh, okay.
He moved up there before college because he was about to start college.
Thanks, Jeff. We always need your input.
That's how the timeline usually goes.
Yeah.
I didn't start college and then move there later.
Well, no, that's what I mean. And people move. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. People move. I didn't know your fucking parents stayed here or they moved up there. That's all I'm saying.
They stayed here. I went up there for a call.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that for me. Mm-hmm. Did you know this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he pays attention. I don't.
I know.
Because I'm a better friend.
Trying to win points.
It's because you said it.
You're trying to win points over here.
Pay you attention.
Just blow them while you're at it.
Why do you always want to see something gay happen?
Yeah, it's, I know.
You're asking us to jack you off and keep looking at my damn feet. You're staring
at
my mouth.
No, I'm not the only one looking at your fucking feet.
You're telling him to just whip it out. Like, what is that about?
Yeah. Asking me why I got my lip piercing. He's like, wait a minute. Because.
Oh, like, no one can fucking notice the lip piercing.
I know I got it, but you keep calling attention to it, which makes me uncomfortable because you're a grown man analyzing another grown man's mouth.
Technically, it's not his mouth. Yeah, I get what you mean. I got back you up a little bit. I got back you up a little bit.
Either way, stop looking at my face.
Your face is just right there. Look at it. It's horrible.
What else am I going to look at?
Yeah, what else am I going to look at? You got no fucking picture on the wall or nothing?
You're right there, near the door.
And who gave you that? Who gave you that?
I bought that.
Yeah, I'm talking about them fucking...
Who gave him the door?
The Muppet Baby.
Oh, dude, you remember when we took pictures of all that? No, that was him. You remember when we took pictures of all that?
When did you come back then? Huh? When did you come back?
When did I come back from Reno?
Yeah.
I think end of 2010.
Oh, okay.
Or no, wait, I think maybe just the beginning of 2008.
Because he just appeared.
So
in the scene.
He was out.
Pretty much.
Here.
He just appeared in the scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we were doing shit and he just came out.
Well, I was doing it up there. And then when I moved back down here, I was, you know, performing, you know, doing the open mic scene and hosting and stuff up in Reno.
You never said why you got into comedy. I don't think I ever heard the story.
It's a combination of things, I guess. I mean, really? I mean, I never got into comedy for any lofty purposes or anything like that. I just, my whole life, like I told you, I mean, I'm an outgoing person and I've always hammed it up.
Yeah, yeah, always just had the crowd speaking.
Yeah, that stuff in the fifth grade. Remember I was telling you about that shit in fifth grade? You know,
when
I was hamming it up then. Like, I was always looking
for a
laugh.
You were the fucking host for the day show, right?
Yeah, yeah, the Halloween dating game. Yeah. And even in high school, I was doing the same thing, man. Yeah. Like, you know, in the marriage and the family class, I had a picture of the male.
But it was always in you.
It was always in me. But the thing was, I mean, like, I have a few people to thank. One I'll thank is my buddy Mike Kissel, who lives in town, a good friend of mine. He introduced me to Carlin when I was in seventh grade. And that was it. Like, I mean, he and I still can just recite lines. You know, we'll be around four or five other people that don't know what we're talking about, and we'll still just recite lines back and forth to each other, just laughing. Because that's what it was. My buddy Jake, because he actually fucking hoodwinked in me going on stage the first time. See, so he got me drunk.
That always, yeah. It
was, and signed me up for an open mic.
So you did the open mic.
Yeah.
And then after that, you were like, I'm doing this.
Yeah, well, you know, I had friends. Like, my friends Drew and Elizabeth, they told me that I should.
So you ever, did you ever have like a, should I not do this or should I keep doing this?
No, it was always, for me, it was a matter of time.
What do you mean?
It was just a matter of time until I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, to me...
Matter of time, I like that. I like
you know,
it
was just a matter of time. I mean, I always knew I would in my heart,
that,
I guess.
But you was
going to
do it eventually.
I would do it when I was going to do it.
Yeah. Jeff?
And then I just got, you know, I got a boost from some certain people in my life that helped me do it.
Jeff?
I did it because I saw some of the comments that went up, got free drinks.
So that's why you did it. You fucked. You didn't have a
no.
You wanted to do it.
I wasn't working
you,
at the
you,
time.
You got to. You got to admit, you do have a comedy mind.
Oh yeah.
Was it always? Did you notice that in the early age?
I always did. Like even in college, I saw they offered a stand up comedy class, like how to do stand up and shit like that. And I was just interested.
Just
because
UNLV is a clown college. You know, doesn't have some stupid ass stand up.
Yeah, number one
class.
Hotel college in the world, anyway.
Okay, yeah, all right. Whatever. FUNLV.
What college did you go to?
UNR.
Oh.
Yeah, we just had a quarterback in the Super Bowl. You might know him.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. You don't like sports.
No, I
don't. Anyways, back to my story.
Yeah. Can you notice the fucking sarcasm? Oh.
Oh, you're starting to go. Okay, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about college. I went to college one time just to pick up my boy. That was the only
thing. I thought you were going to say a girl. That would really help that one.
Really? You would think so. Anyways, back to fucking Jeff. You did it because, okay, so you were in college and you took a fucking comedy class.
Like I always had a comic mind. I was interested in doing it, and I saw they had that class on how to be a stand-up comic or whatever. But the only reason I didn't take the class, because they only offered it one day a week, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning. So I was like, man, fuck that.
Yeah, who wants to do comedy at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I don't think anybody can be funny at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I was like, yeah, fuck that.
That's how I'm fucking just the most angry. Oh, yeah. I'm just angry.
I've lived out here my whole life. Most nights, I'm not going to bed until that time. So I'm like, man, fuck that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't even know anybody, you know, any of my comic friends. Like us, no. I don't know anybody who can be funny at 7 o'clock in the morning. I try, well, if you've got a bunch of coffee in and you're awake and up and caffeine helps you, you know, be you, then yeah.
Well, actually, what led up to me actually going up the stage for the first time, my cousin that lived out here, he used to work at one of the hookah shops out here. They used to have an open mic. And I would be there hanging out with him because I wasn't doing shit else at the time. And I noticed they had the open mic nights. And that's how I met a bunch of the comedians around town. Like how I first got to know them. I was just always hanging around. And when I found out they were doing other shows, I would just go and watch them because I wasn't doing shit else. And I noticed they got free drinks for performing. And I didn't have a job at the time. And I'm like, well, shit, I can tell some jokes for a beer. And wasn't doing shit else.
So you never really wanted to grow up and do it?
In the back of my mind, I always thought I would be interested to do it, but I never...
When was the first time you got introduced to it, though?
Like, to comedy?
Yeah, like, what you knew what comedy, like, oh, like, watching a stand-up or anything just...
Even when I was young...
The first time understanding what stand-up is.
When I was young and when I really got into listening to like Red Fox and Richard Pryor and Carlin and Sam Kinison and shit like that, my parents would be listening to it because they had a bunch of Richard Pryor albums, Red Fox and all that, but they would make such a big deal whenever I came in the room, they could turn it off and all that, and since they made it such a big deal about me not hearing it,
you naturally were drawn to it.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this? So they'd go to work, and I'd be at home getting ready, before I would leave to go to school, I'd put the records on, and I'd listen to them, and I'm like...
And read your dad's Playboys.
And read your dad's fucking Afro Sheen takes it in the ass.
We're about to take a break right now. We're going to play some tunes, hang out a little bit. All right, we'll be back. Uh-huh.
And it weighs a ton. Weak G's, motherfuckers, I'm a son of a gun. Black master of any trade under the sun. Talk sharp like a razor blade under the tongue. Clear my path and come get your captain hung. Trying to breathe like black, a collapse your lung. Young chunk, you could choke off the web I spun. I done cleared them out from the threat I brung. You done heard about what set I'm from. My nigga, word of mouth, low rule of thumb. Y'all better bow down when a ruler come. I'm a real hood nigga, not a hoodlum. The way Thor put it down, be confusing some of y'all. Cats can't walk while chewing your gum and all. What a keyboard gotta do with a drum. School them on stage like I'm doing a seminar. Professional type, I'm adjusting my mic. Go to war, kid, I give you any weapon you like. Give you something to run from, but soft the dumb. Stop, kid, that hot shit, you know where it come from. It's Philly worldwide phenomenon. And reinforcing that shit is my 9 to 5. And when I finish making you recognize, I'm getting at a couple civilized women that's trying to rise. You been waiting on the border, come off the all. You wanna get the bitches up off the wall, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. To keep you in health, this for all of y'all. I'm quick on the draw like Black and Raw, and I can't tell what y'all cats rap before. My name BG's and I'm back for more. So you get more chips than the corner store. With a poor portrait of Malcolm X on the door while I'm eating MCs like a carnivore. Matter of fact, ease back before you get harmed. Ring the warning horn when I'm gonna perform. The first nigga that move or disturb the groove, I'ma have y'all flicks on the evening news. Play y'all part, get on y'all P's and Q's, and when y'all think thought, be prepared to lose. Bring money to spend and somebody to lend and some worthwhile money, not 20s and 10s. Get took for your tuck right in front of your hens. Who could've helped you, nigga? Not none of your friends, because I put a black fist under your chin. Had your physical remains found under the pen. If I'm coming up in a place, I'm coming to win. Wasn't in it for a minute, now I'm dumbing again. Read G's out, y'all can chat with y'all, please receive what I'm gonna get back to y'all, please. Cause you don't really wanna get clapped with all these, my man. You can take y'all strap when y'all leave. You see the squad coming to place, they all freeze. Ice cold, with his mellow cool breeze. MC's never showed loyalty yet. Cool hurt, ain't never get a royalty check. I do work, no question, and bomb the set. I'm calm, collect, sharp like my name Gillette. R.I.P. my main Gillette. Until I touch the mic, y'all people ain't seen danger yet. I'm a decorated vet, I regulate a wreck. Never hesitated yet, I'm getting heavyweighted checks. If you were there, ask if I'm dedicated, yes. I spit live rounds that'll penetrate a vest, nigga. Take your seats, I'ma demonstrate a test. How to freak the beat, so gangsta fresh in a thump. From the East Coast to Bangladesh, Big Bang, really gang smoke and thang to death. But hold tight, cause it's not over yet. I don't even feel like I'm not sober yet. And it ring like shots in the projects. New Year's Eve and it ain't even October yet. I'm a big bounty hunter like Boba Fett. Y'all more shell shocked than a soldier yet. If the prize in my sights, then I'm going for this. Woo woo, VG's be the ultimate. I'm the culprit, give me the bulk of this. Reset it on a magnetic ultra tip. Get down how you post again. I got nothing to lose, I'm a killer with no regrets. I'm like young LL, cause I'm hard as hell. Make a nigga screw face like Gargamel. Now I'm all out on my own like Patti LaBelle. Put the pimp game down on your mademoiselle.
What's the roughest? What's the roughest shit that you think that would be involved with comedy?
The roughest thing?
Yeah,
the thing I don't like.
Yeah, the thing that you don't like the most about comedy, because comedy is great. You get on stage, you vent, you tell jokes, make people laugh. But what's one thing that makes you upset?
I have to say the egos
of the people you work with, right?
Some of the other comics, everything. I mean, like
especially people. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Especially people that have egos, and the ego doesn't match their accomplishments.
What do you mean?
Well,
elaborate.
Like people that are big-headed and they think they're such big shit, but they haven't done anything.
So, like, their sets are not a killing consistency.
Not a killing consistent set. They haven't done a whole lot beyond open mics. Not to bash open mics, because everyone starts off at them.
Of course.
No, you can't bash open mics.
No, I love open mics. That's the best shit, man.
Yeah, just people that are so, you know, make it, this person sucks, this person this, da-da-da-da, I'm better than this, and I want to go up in this spot, and I don't want to go up here, and I don't like performing at that spot. And who the fuck are you to dictate that? You haven't done shit.
But see, do you think it's about, like, they kill a fucking couple of rooms, and they start getting big-headed, and thinking they got celebrity status?
That happens a lot. And then people that, only like performing here because the crowd's better here than here. And
so you're saying
I'm a little guilty of that, too. Like, I don't like going to certain shows because the crowds there suck or there is no crowd.
So if you're saying if you're a comedian and work in and you want to be in this game, don't matter what stage you hit it, you got to hit it.
Got to hit it. Especially because if you get such a big ego because, all right, you've built up this following, you've done so well at base, you decide it's time to move out of the city, guess what? The next city you go to, you're starting at the bottom again because they don't know who you are.
But you know what, though? Sometimes you got to take appreciation to that shit. Because if you reach local celebrity status where you're living, you can't get comfortable to that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be that guy. You know what I mean? Because if I was that guy that was only performing in my fucking city, and that's it, I'm like, what's next? You know what I mean?
You're
like,
never stepping outside your comfort zone.
Exactly.
You're not challenging.
You got comfortable to where you landed, and that's what you're going to be. I mean, don't get me wrong.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah,
that's what they want to do.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong. If that's what you want to do, and you love that love that the locals give you, you know, then, hey, by all means, do your thing. But I don't know. I got a different picture. Like, you know, I want to be that sensation, like, oh shit, you know, this guy's funny, it's pretty funny. Not too big to the fact that it's like celebrity status, but I mean, there's a payoff to what we do, you know what I mean? And what would be the payoff? What would be a payoff?
How do you mean?
With success in, success in comedy.
Like, what my ultimate goal is?
Yeah, what would be your payoff? Like, where would you be like, I've achieved what I wanted to achieve.
Okay, yeah. if I could make a steady living doing performing, and I mean by steady living, like living, you know, if I, being able to raise a family without wondering where money's coming from, have steady income through comedy, and be able to spend time with my family while at the same time, you know, going out and performing, you know, on either weekends or for a few days a week and being able to pay the bills doing that, I would be probably the happiest I think I would ever be.
You think it'd be difficult if you had a family and some kids?
I think it would be, but that would make me work harder. It would make me work harder. You know, like, I mean, if I had to really step my game up because I had a family, then I would have to do that. But I'm just saying, like, I want to provide them, you know, with a lifestyle they're comfortable to and a lifestyle I'm comfortable to. So I'm gonna have to put that work in. If I ever got, you know, by the good grace of God, you know, I would love it. But if I ever got into movies and became, you know, television or sitcoms or whatever, to be honest with you, that would all be a bonus.
Yeah.
It would just be a bonus.
Yeah.
Because if I was already doing what I love doing, then everything else would just be a bonus.
Because we're hardcore stand-ups. Jeff, what would be success for you other than getting lotion for your feet? Other than getting fucking large.
He just keeps creeping that thing closer to you, doesn't he?
It's not your feet only. Oh, get out of the way! Yo, fucking knees look like you've been fucking...
Alright, so Jeff,
what would be your ultimate success in comedy?
Bitches!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby!
I get this long, contrived, fucking very heartfelt, existential story and everything. He's like, bitches.
Bitches.
I just and party all the time.
Party all the time, baby. But
you gotta party until like a rock star. You can't party like a pussy. You gotta start throwing TVs out windows.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to rock star parties?
Until I'm found in a seedy motel, overdose next to three strippers. That's how I want to go out.
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you, baby. That's what's up. Yeah, you do your fucking whatever bullshit. We're gonna party, baby. We're gonna party with strippers, hookers.
Like, I'm gonna party like Richard Pryor. I'm gonna burn myself up doing freebase. I'm gonna live life.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff.
Alright.
Yeah, you're not invited.
I thought you were just telling me a story a while ago about how I should have been there. You know, partying with you guys.
No. You're not invited.
Oh, alright. Alright. I'm not invited to this shit. All right, what do we got?
Which is all complete bullshit, because I've got a girlfriend who I'm happy with, and just as long as I have her support, then I'm good.
There you go. Oh. See?
Yeah, love. Get it, bitch.
Oh.
On that note, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Yeah, look,
bring her in, man.
You smash.
Get in there.
I do my thing. I do my thing, man. All right?
She's like, don't worry about me.
Yeah, don't worry about me. I know glasses to smear some fucking makeup on. All right?
You ain't got a girl to smear makeup on you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a little bit of sophistication, too.
Hey, I'm
still... No, this is just bad genetics. That's with my glasses on.
Come on, dude. I'm trying to put fucking lipstick on a pig here.
I don't eat pork, though.
Like I said, man. Success for me...
Bitches.
Bitches, yes. Bitches! Yeah! You do your thing, man. Mingy, you do your thing out there.
All right.
And
I'm going to get bitches and a boat.
Yeah. And we're going to hit him in the head with a bottle. that's what some of these bitches gonna be paid for.
Oh fuck, this is going on way too long. Alright, so what's your idea of success? And quit saying bitches, alright?
Bitches!
It's funny because he said it.
I'm just agreeing with Jeff. I'm just looking at
me. And then you're telling me that I'm not
his shirt right now.
That's fucking
what? He's taking off his shirt, that's how excited he is.
Look, he's wearing a white shirt. Your chest that ashy?
This one. Listen, it's the same idea with you guys, either both. Maybe not too much on the bitches. But
guys,
I know, I'm just saying, like, to have a family.
Lies.
Lies.
You ain't invited. Get the fuck out of here.
You ain't invited. You ain't invited.
Look. Listen. I'm going to be with Mark as we're chilling with our families and the women in our lives. And I'm going to be with you for the
bitches. I'm in between, bitch. I'm in,
so okay. Here's the thing, man. Our wives are going to be going to the bar to get us free drinks on ladies' night. Where are you going to be?
Oh, you invited.
Hey, listen, I got a different fucking S2. Nah. I got a different idea.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Shut up.
He's like, I was just quiet because I wanted to hear
I got a different idea.
Continue with what? You're the one talking. So while Gabe's out of the room, tell a few secrets about him. Gabe Nolasco used to stunt double in Gay Porn.
Yeah.
He was a stunt ass.
Yeah. Jesus, yeah. That's what you want everybody knowing about that.
Well, shit's out now. See if he's.
I mean, he is from the Bay Area. They call it the Gay Area. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's. Wow, everybody in San Francisco is pissed at me.
Sorry about that. I had to take a break. As you know, we deal with the fucking on-call bullshit. And it's real funny because on-call, if you don't know what on-call is, people at work call you. When you're on call schedule, when it for me is 6 to 9, and if they don't need anybody, they'll wait until 2 to fucking 5, and then if they don't need anybody for day shift, they'll call me from 9 to 12, right? Which is 9 o'clock right now, and they call me, right? And they were like, "I'm surprised we didn't get you your answer machine," and I'm like, "No, I just felt like answering and just skipping." In person, because on my answer machine, I don't know if you guys heard, my answer machine, I changed it so when they call me, it says skip.
Pass.
Pass. Because they call me at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning, and I'm not gonna fucking pick up. So don't bother me. It's gonna go straight to the fucking answer machine that says skip. Talking about beating the system, bitch.
That's funny.
So, you know, that's what they were saying. It was like, I'm surprised that we didn't get your answer machine. I'm like, nah, I wanted to skip in person.
What did they say?
They were like, yeah, that's fine. You can skip. And somebody in the back was laughing their ass. I don't know what it is, man. I love to skip. Fuck them, man. They got people who need to work under me. Why not? I'm just sharing the wealth. You know what I mean?
What a socialist you are.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. Hey,
no, I'm not down with that shit.
Both of me. I'm for everybody.
Fucking motion. Fucking rusty. Part of the damn 47%.
What was I saying?
Communist.
What was I saying?
You were saying it was similar, your idea of happiness and comedy.
That's what it is. Of course, everyone wants to settle down and have a family. Okay?
But in the meantime, there's bitches.
I'll get to that. But if that doesn't work out, it's bitches.
Exactly.
So, if you don't have a family, my main thing is just to make it if you fucking income for life. You know, I don't think I'm meant for 9 to 5. You know what I mean? If I can do what I do to have fun on stage and get paid for it, why not?
It's a bonus.
You know, it's a fucking bonus. We only got one life to live, so why not fucking do it? You know what I mean?
If you enjoy what you do, exactly. You've never worked a day in your life.
Message! No, that's real, though. You know what I mean? Like, I love my job, don't get me wrong, but if you can fucking work...
I love my job. That's hilarious, dude. That is so funny.
But I'm saying it's like, what's the major goal? What's the real shit you want to do? You know what I mean? How many friends do you have that follow their dreams? Follow the shit that they really want to fucking do. How many?
It's hard for me to really, I mean, a few, but it's hard
for them to be a fucking wrestler or a fucking musician or a fucking whatever the fuck they want to do.
Like, doing what they wanted to do since they were
in their dreams. Yeah, that's their dream.
Since they were a kid?
Yeah, since they were a kid.
I probably know like 3 or 4.
Jeff?
Probably none.
Yeah, because you don't have friends.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, three or four. You know, my tight circle, they go for it. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm here now. I'm going for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my whole thing is like, don't get me wrong, like I said, a fucking constant paycheck is a shit. But if it's not what you want to do, then why fucking do it?
Means to an end.
Yeah. It's no fucking point, but, you know, that's a success for me. To be able to live off of what I love doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And if you can live off what you love doing, the bitches will come.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I'm not invited.
You're not invited.
I'm not invited.
Yeah, you can feel them.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm I can watch.
Totally full of shit because I've got a girlfriend.
And he continually backs that point up in case she ever hears it, too.
What, are you living in fear?
That's great, man. No, I'm good. I mean, I think we're all doing what we do. We enjoy what we're doing. Obviously, we're working for bigger and better, but, you know, I mean, I don't think there's a lot we have to complain about. But you guys cut me off way back a long time ago when we were talking about the things we hate about comedy. Remember?
So what do you hate about comedy?
Ego.
Yeah, you said ego.
What did you... You said not to cut me off. You were inferring my point.
So what do you
hate?
What
about you?
What do you hate?
Just comics that have egos that their accomplishments isn't deserving of them having the ego that they have.
Oh, so egos.
Well, yeah. No, but you can have
just
an ego.
Just to cut it short.
You're saying the ego doesn't have the ability.
Yeah, like you can have an ego if you deserve to have it because you've accomplished some shit, you've done something. You got an ego and you ain't done shit, then you're just a fucking tool.
But don't get me wrong. We've made plenty laugh. You know what I mean? We've earned some stress.
Yeah, but in the big scheme of things...
Well, of course not. We're not there yet. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, because we don't have that much time under our belt. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. A motherfucker would think he kills in two shows. And he's not closing or headlining. That motherfucker is just the last motherfucking act. You know what I mean?
And it was at a show where you brought all your friends to come watch you.
So, yo, get it real. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not the next big fucking thing. Maybe you are, but give yourself some time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with us. Like I said, we made plenty of rooms laugh. Mm-hmm. But who we are, we're modest. We're not going to fucking have our heads fucking this huge and think we're hot shit.
No, what you talking about? I'm the shit. I'm great.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Jeff Grant.
You're fucking dirtball.
Oh, well, it was funny because I told you last night my buddy Luke was in town. And I took him over to the LA
Comedy Club. Yeah.
Sam J. Comrie. Remember Sam J. Comrie? Yeah. He was headlining. And Luke did a guess at it, and the three of us outside were to talk about the thing that we hated most about comedy. Mine was ego, like I just told you guys. Luke's was integrity. You know, to the sense of like, you know, like there's not a lot of integrity left in the game, because he knows a lot of crooked bookers. I mean, guys that will book him for a show, and then knowing that he won't take the show, they'll drive to where the show is, and then say, oh, we have another comic in the area, and then take the show themselves to make money. Like some shiesty stuff he was telling me about. And, you know, and it's just like, he's just like, it's lacking integrity anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good point, you know. What do you guys think about integrity in the game?
What do you mean?
Integrity. Like being a man of your word, standing up, having integrity.
I think it's important.
Yeah.
Because if you're
it's important no matter what you do in life.
Yeah, in life, yeah.
Exactly.
Because, like,
but he has a big beef with it in the comedy business in particular. Do you agree with him?
Yeah,
with
no, you don't want to be that guy, you know what I mean? You don't want to be that guy who is not true to his word. You know what I mean?
It's
somewhat...
Well, it's not just being honest, though. It's about being a man, you know, being about the game. Like, it's talking what you say and being what you, you know, it's like walking the walk.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If somebody books you, don't agree to it if you're not going to fucking do it. You know what I mean?
Well, he's talking about guys promising you money here and not giving you...
No, that's
like being
the same
a man
thing.
Of your word,
that's
having integrity, doing what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Like,
show
motherfuckers,
pay this
a show, a show should know a booker, if he's charging money at the door, he should fucking know that I'm going to need a cut. Because if you're not paying me and you think I'm going to do this shit for free, like fucking, what did the Joker say? If you get at something, You never do it for free.
Yeah, if you're good at something, you don't never do it for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're pretty good at what we do. You know what I mean? Like I said, we own some rooms. We made a few laugh. You know what I mean? I think we can hang with the good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's my thing.
Okay.
You know, don't fucking book me and charge 10 at the door if you're not going to give me a cut.
Okay.
That's my thing.
All right, Sam went on to say, all right, so we covered that. Sam went on to say the thing he hates most about the comedy business is backstabbing.
There's a lot of that, too.
Yeah. Jeff, what are your thoughts on that?
Complete bullshit. But it's show business. There's going to be a lot of backstabbing going on. Hell, you can work at fucking Kinko's and you're going to get stabbed in the back. It's just, I don't understand why people would step over somebody to get to what? Like, what purpose does it serve? And especially if you backstab somebody, you didn't get much out of it.
But that's character, though. That's character. Yeah. I think you have to be that type of person to backstab motherfuckers. Because I'm not a backstabbing motherfucker. You know what I mean? But
I'd say you gotta be cutthroat, but I don't know about backstabbing.
Well, because everybody's greedy about this shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody's greedy and ready to get.
Oh, yeah, because as much as we want to have support,
but see, that's
together,
what I'm saying.
It's not a team sport.
I've never been a non-team sport. You know what I mean? I'm sure you haven't. I'm sure you don't have that fucking trait where you're a fucking greedy bastard and, you know, you're not a team player. Right?
No, but I do know the difference between me being greedy and knowing that I'm the only one looking out for me. There's a difference.
Okay, so say this. This is a competition going on. Would you spread the word to your peers?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because, you know, in the end, it's what everybody likes to do. And if everybody wants to, you know, chase their dream, get after their goal, if they want to make money doing this, then why not? Who am I to tell them that they can't?
If there's a competition, Jeff, that you win $10,000 fucking dollars, and you know that you can win it. If you didn't tell so-and-so and so-and-so, would you still tell so-and-so and so-and-so? So-and-so.
He's a good comic, man. Funny guy.
Yeah, Korean. So-and-so is a funny guy.
Korean comic.
Would you hold the information?
I would share, but only with, like, certain people that I have that I talk to on a consistent basis. Like, if I knew about it ahead of time, and I knew I was going to enter it, then I would say, I would definitely tell, like, you and Mark. Because I know I've done a couple of competitions before that I didn't tell you guys about. I didn't even plan on entering it. Just the person running it asked me that I want to come down and do some time on this night for it.
Yeah, see, I got a different way of looking at it, man. I tell everybody and anybody. I don't give a fuck. If somebody's going to be there and I know that Mark is going to make me work harder, I'm going to tell that motherfucker to make me work harder.
No, I would, you know, even, like, you guys would make me work harder, but just because...
Yeah, it's a competitive, it's a competition, and that's all it is. Yeah. You know, if I know that you are going to fucking kill it, and when I'm backstage listening, I'm going to be like, okay, let's roll. You know what I mean? That to me, that's
well, even with like you got, like, you guys would make me work harder at it, but I would still tell you. But if anybody I didn't tell, I just don't talk to them that often. And it's not that I don't like them or anything. I just don't have...
So, no, I mean, you don't really... I mean, to be honest with you, you don't even have to explain it. I know where you're coming from. You, I mean,
yeah,
you would tell the people that you respect. You would tell the people that were your friends. You would be picky and choose about who you would tell, but you wouldn't not tell anybody based purely on skill or greed or anything
just
like that. No, I got you.
Yeah, if I you don't have a relationship with you.
Okay, how about you? So you tell everybody, no matter what, like me.
Yeah, I tell you. I don't give a fuck. I tell you. If there's a competition, I tell you. I tell you. I tell whoever the fuck. Only because I know who I'm after. If I know you're a heavy hitter, I'm going to bring my A game. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's the competition. Let's make it a competition. Let's not make it set up, even though it might have been, even though the competition might be set up, but for me, it's not set up, because I'm going to have so-and-so who's a heavy hitter, I'm going to have so-and-so who I have to follow, so that's going to make me want to hit harder, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to me, that's
you're challenging yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
It's challenging myself.
So that's like, you know, that's it's character and integrity. And it's like, you know.
And that's what I'm saying. It has to do with character. If you're a shady motherfucker, you won't tell nobody. You know what I mean? If you're not confident in your game, you won't tell nobody.
And honestly, I'm leery of entering contests anyway, just because.
I don't condone contests. My thing, contests are always rigged. I don't give a fuck. But if I can still do it, I'll do it.
I look at it as, all right, I'm probably not going to win, but it's stage time. And it's where I get to, it's this place where I can get up and perform. And I never look at a contest as I'm trying to win it. I mean, that's not really
true. But it felt good, though, right?
Everybody wants to win it, but it's also at the same time you want to get in front of those eyes that may not have seen you. Those eyes that may be tied to the head, it's tied to the brain.
It felt good for to enter a competition that they only had first place, and then they fucking made a second place just for you.
No, they made a 1B first place.
A what?
1A, 1B. That's what it was. That's how I saw it.
But he still fucking won it.
Yeah.
Because he did that well. He did that. He crushed enough for those motherfuckers to open another fucking second prize. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. So that, I mean, that right there is a feather in your cap when it comes to comedy.
And it felt good, but I just wasn't even looking to win. I just wanted to make people laugh.
But isn't that the fucking payoff? That's the payoff.
That was,
and you wasn't looking to laugh. And you fucking win. Yeah, you fucking won. You know what I mean? Good shit, man.
So yeah, no, it's just an interesting, you know, it's an interesting question. But all right, we're gonna, and on that note, we gotta cut this shit out, man. We took one break 30 minutes into this, and now we're 2 hours into it. So, all right, first episode.
That's what happens.
2 hours long.
Fuck yeah, man. Kill a clap. You ripped it. Yeah, but that was fun.
Yo,
first episode.
Yeah, subscribe, we're gonna be on iTunes, Podomatic, all that good stuff. It's Kill With Class, people, so, we're on the scene.
Yeah.
So put us out there, follow us on Twitter, Gabe Nolasco, on Twitter, and on Facebook.
Jeff?
GabeNolasco.com, so look me up on that shit, man, and make sure you follow me. Talk some shit on my fucking Twitter. Follow me, GabeNolasco.com. And on Twitter is GabeNolasco/ whatever the fucking Twitter shit is. I need some friends. I'm lonely on Twitter. Jeff, what do you got?
Find me on Facebook. I'm not going to bother spelling out my name and all that. Just
follow it. Just spell it.
Yeah, G-E-O-F-F Grant. And my actual last name, Carlvin, C-A-R-L-V-I-N. Or you can just go to facebook.com/angryblack.
I thought you was under there, Waste Potential.
Not on Facebook. On Instagram.
Okay,
on
Waste Potential. Okay, what's the Instagram?
Wasted Potential.
Yeah, we're
okay, that's
through.
Jeff for you. Mingy.
Hold on, man. On Twitter, you can find me at Needs Insulin.
Needs Insulin.
Yeah. Mark, what about Dan? You said that.
I changed it.
Oh, okay. He needs,
keep
needs insulin.
Motherfucker. Keep
he
one.
Needs insulin.
It's the same Twitter. I just changed it.
I'm taking a break from all that Facebook nonsense. I'm on Instagram, just Mark Mingy, but, you know. Yeah, so that's it. Kill With Class, the first episode is just three amigos doing it. Amoebas, I should say. Three amoebas, whatever. We also really appreciate your guys' feedback, too, so always feel free to hit us up in messages on boards. If you want to comment on the posts on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, give us the feedback, let us know what you like, let us know what you didn't, because in the end, this is about, you know, us, you know, having fun and you guys having fun along with us. So, you know, send us suggestions if you have questions, if you have, you know, ideas for topics of conversation, don't ever hesitate to let us know. We're out there. Yeah.
Peace.
Later.
Alright.
Lost for